Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Ron, let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find the Post-Gazette's Ray Fittipaldo. We find him on the hotline every Friday at 11 a.m. And Ray, what's your latest pick for the Steelers, Ron wants to know? We're up to three. We're headed toward five. Is that correct?
No, we are headed till four, so you're not going to get the fourth one until the week of the draft, Joe. But nice try by Ron. I know that's all he wants to talk
hey,
about.
No. This was Starkey's idea the whole way. I had nothing to do with this. You know what? I am not afraid to ride you over your mock draft, but this time it was Starkey, not me.
Well, yes, I take responsibility
question,
though, for this.
I still think a running back at number 24. That has not changed for me.
And if you had a choice between Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, the kid from North Carolina, or anybody else on the board, who would be your top choice?
Yeah, Joe, that's a hard one for me to answer just because I don't know exactly what Matt Canada's offense is going to look like. You know, if this was previous iterations of the Steelers' offense, I think it would be Najee Harris all day long, right? I mean, he's the big back in the form of a Le'Veon Bell. Catch, he can block, he could do it all. And I think he would be the perfect fit for that, for the offense, you know, that the Steelers ran last decade. Now, you know, I don't think the Steelers' offense is going to change all that much with Canada, but hey, maybe he prefers a faster back like Etienne. You know, maybe he's going to change things up and, you know, maybe they'll do more outside zone, which would probably fit Etienne a little bit more. So it's hard for me to say right now, not knowing exactly what Canada wants to do with that offense. But for me personally, I would pick Harris just because I think Harris is just that prototypical back that NFL teams are looking for.
Ray, what did you make of Steven Nelson's comments this week? You know, that he thought he deserved an extension. Clearly the Steelers didn't think that. Said they never offered, gave him an opportunity to take a pay cut. I don't know if he would have anyway, but what did you make of those comments?
Right. You know, the more Steven Nelson talks, the more I think he should be talking to his agent about going to the Steelers. And, you know, maybe before he went to the Steelers and asked for an extension, he should have read the tea leaves, because by doing that, it looks like he cost his client, you know, millions of dollars. So, you know, it's obvious the Steelers thought more of Joe Hayden than him. Joe Hayden's 4 years older. He's going into the last year of his contract, and they still kept Joe Hayden over Steven Nelson. And then if you heard the Zoom call that we had with Cam Sutton about 2 weeks ago now, Cam Sutton was told in his exit meeting that he was going to get an opportunity to compete for one of the outside corner spots. And presumably all along, it was going to be Nelson's spot that he was going to be competing for. So, you know, I think Steven Nelson probably should be, you know, madder at his agent than he is Steelers fans or anyone else, because I think his agent got himself into this predicament, you know, by going to the Steelers and asking for an extension at this point.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. So John Clayton was on with the PM guys the other day, and there's been some sentiment elsewhere. Ed Bouchette said he wouldn't be surprised anyway if this happened. Clayton actually predicted it to happen, that Ben would play more than 1 year, a couple more years. What do you think, Ray?
I think I told Zeiss or Tony the other day, guys, I don't know, like, where that's coming from. Everything – the way that contract is structured, everything Ben has said in the past And even just reading the tea leaves of, you know, Steelers coaches and Kevin Colbert, this is a one-year deal for Ben. And, if they win a Super Bowl, then sure, maybe they'll talk again and come back for another year. But any other outcome, guys, I just don't see how you could say here on April 9th or whatever it is that he's going to play for two more years. I don't think Ben knows that he wants to play beyond the 2021 season, let alone anyone else. So I'm not sure where that's coming from, but I think he's going to play obviously in 2021, and you know we'll see how it goes from there. But I'm not in that camp that thinks that there's a strong possibility that he's going to be the QB in 2022.
Ray, I know we ask every week the latest on Big Al, Villanueva, and also James Conner. I'm starting to think that teams are going to wait till after the draft, and then some teams might have more of a need then than they think they have now. Are you hearing anything about them and their chances of coming back?
No, I think you're absolutely right, Ron. I mean, it was a very slow week for the Steelers, and judging from the guys who were still out there on the street, it was slow all around the league, and I think you're right. I think we're at the point in the offseason now, you know, two and a half weeks before the draft. The teams are just going to sit back and wait, see what holes they fill in the draft, and then they'll reevaluate after the draft. And maybe a guy like James Conner, you know, for a team that doesn't draft a running back, you know, maybe he can go sign a deal then. And, you know, same with Villanueva. Maybe, he can find someone, after the draft. But, I think it's just that time of year. We're at the point now where teams are focused on the draft, and they're gonna wait to sign guys until after the draft. And to answer your question about those guys coming back to the Steelers, I think it's almost 100% that James Conner won't be back. And you know, depending on what happens in the draft, I'd be shocked if they didn't draft a tackle. They do draft a tackle. I don't think Villanueva will be back either, but I suppose if for some reason they don't get a tackle in this draft, there's always the chance that Al could come back too.
We had Ryan Wilson on from CBSSports.com. I think he's really good. His mock draft had the Steelers at 55 taking Kellen Mond, the quarterback from Texas A&M, Ray, who apparently is rising on a lot of draft boards. What do you make of that? Would you be stunned if they take a quarterback that early?
I wouldn't be stunned if they took a quarterback, but I think it'll be in the fourth round or after. I don't know if Tomlin and Colbert went to the Aggies pro day, but I think I saw where maybe the new quarterbacks coach was down there. There might be some interest in a guy like Mond. I honestly don't know if he's going to go in the second round. I think that would be a little bit high for a guy like him. There's really a steep drop off, you know, after those the top five guys that are all probably going to go in the top 10 or top 15, you hear a guy like Kyle Trask, you hear Kellen Mond a little bit. There's that Davis Mills from Stanford you hear a little bit about. But I don't know for the Steelers in the second or third round. They have so many other needs, guys. I just don't see how they could ignore those other holes on their roster and pick a quarterback when you have Ben Roethlisberger and Mason Rudolph sitting at 1-2 on your depth chart.
Joe, I heard you mention in your tease about the Juju had something to say. I did not see that. You were going to ask Ray about it?
Yes, he was on with Michael Irvin, and he talked about a couple different things. One was Andy Reid texting him photos of the Lombardi Trophy in his recruitment, which I thought was great. And how Juju said he was at least a little bit torn and that Kansas City was his second choice. Do you think he made the right choice for his career, Ray?
You know, it's interesting. First of all, if I'm Andy Reid, I don't know if I'm texting pictures of the Lombardi Trophy in a year where I lost the Super Bowl. But, hey, whatever you got to do to recruit these guys. I think for Juju, he's obviously comfortable in Pittsburgh here on and off the field. I think he's banking, like a lot of people in Pittsburgh are banking on Ben having a bounce-back year. You know, I think we talked about this, when that decision was made, Joe. He's going to be number three behind Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in the pecking order of that Chiefs offense. Does he have a better chance to win a Super Bowl in Kansas City? Yeah, he probably does. But I don't know if that would translate into more free agent dollars, given that he would probably have a limited number of receptions and production. So I think he made the right decision for himself. I think he's banking on Ben having a big comeback year, the Steelers having a better year. So in that respect, I don't think he made a bad decision, no.
Ray, every day there's an update on Deshaun Watson and that mess that's going on. What do you make of all of that? You know, certainly it has become the dominant story, I would think, for the NFL in this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you remember, Ron, the NFL took their time when they had to make a decision on Ben, and, you know, Goodell finally did something. I don't remember the exact timing, but he handed down that six-game suspension that was eventually reduced to four, I think, at some point during the preseason back in 2000. I think it was 2010. So, yeah, I mean, I think everyone's sort of waiting to see what Goodell's going to do. There's obviously a lot of stuff that has to go through lawyers and lawsuits and stuff like that. But anyway, you slice it, it's definitely not good for Deshaun Watson and, you know, his future in the NFL. We all know he wanted out of there to begin with. Just overall for the logo, for the shield, for the NFL, this is not something that they want to be dealing with here. You know, what are we now, 4 months away from a season where they hope to pack the stands again? This is not good for Deshaun Watson or for the league.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
See you, Raymond.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.